This kind of searing self-examination, this kind of self-honesty to question, what am I really saying to myself? What is really going on here? And what you're saying with a little bit of questioning is, I've been telling myself I can rest in it whenever I want, but it's not true. So first you have to absolutely accept the truth, which is, I can't rest in it whenever I want. And that's what all the searching is about, how to make that the circumstance that you can be there at will, have it at will.
Mm-hmm.
That you can rest in it, stay in it, be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the actual illusion.
Mm-hmm.
That can never happen.
Can never happen.
Because then it's a thing. Then it's a coffee cup. Then it's part of the material world. You can rest in it. It's a bed.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to you. Then it's a possession. And the truth isn't a possession. It doesn't operate like a possession. It's not material. It doesn't exclude the material, but it isn't. So I don't have the slightest doubt that you found what you say you found. But I would say to you that you can't hold it in your hand. You can't rest in it. You can't possess it. You can't keep searching for it and eventually find it, which means finding the way to tame it, to capture it, to lasso it, to have it for your own.
Mm-hmm.
So if something has to be given up, that's what has to be given up, the idea that it can somehow be yours.
I spend a lot of time coming to these gatherings, and that's what makes me, just from what you said, made me want to come up here, because it appears that if I'm spending this much time coming to things like this, I mean, a lot, then I'm trying to get something out. It's like I feel like I must be trying to get something outside myself. And the judgment that I seem to have, it's like, well, yeah, life is just meant to be lived, and I wouldn't, it doesn't seem like I would continue to keep, it seems like I'm searching for something. And or maybe it just feels good to be here, but is that question the same answer that you just gave me? is that the same answer?
No. Yes, it feels good to be here to those of us that enjoy satsang, that would call ourselves seekers. It's enjoyable. When you get to that stage of life, you'd rather do that than go to a ball game. But what I'm talking about is really, finally, once and for all, getting it. That what you're talking about resting in, let's call that getting. What you're talking about getting,